Remember yesterday I was telling you, I think we spoke about it twice during the show, the Cumberland Oval, the home ground of Parramatta after they won their first ever grand final.
1981.
What happened then?
They burnt down the stadium.
The grandstand, the timber grandstand, okay? Mm. So I go to the park yesterday, Arvo, with Ted hitting the ball and stuff, and I look over, there's a bloke watching me, he's with his granddaughter about 10 metres away. I said, oh, Parramatta fan, had a pair of Parramatta shorts on.
I said,
bet you got them on all week. He said, yeah, and last week, so he's wearing his Parra shorts every day. Yeah. He said, I'm going to the grand final.
Oh.
I said, you ripper. I said, you've been following him since you were a kid. He said, nah. I was a Victorian. He's been living in Brisbane for 30 years or so. He said, no, my missus is a Parra fan. And he said, and in fact, she was there the day they burnt the grandstand down.
Oh, wow.
She brought the butane, did she?
Hold on a second. So that's when I shook his hand. I said, I need to speak to your wife. His name's Cookie. I'd never met him before. What a great bloke. And he said, here's Barb's number. Hello, Barbara.
How you going?
Tell us more.
Barbara, Marto just said that you were there the day they burnt down the wooden grandstand. What was your involvement?
They pulled all the palings down from the fence and they used those to start the fire. So we all grabbed all the palings and brought them over and we were burning. They burnt the grandstand, but they also burnt the change rooms as well as the scoreboard.
So we know that all that stuff was going to go, the grandstand and everything. Was the fence going to go as well, or did they just pull down a perfectly good fence they were going to use?
Well, the palings made good
killing. Yeah.
Now, Barbara, it was a Saturday, I think, they played the grand final in that. What time of the night or day? So everyone went to the grand final or they watched it on telly and then went down to this Cumberland Oval, the home ground of Parramatta, yeah?
Well, they all tried to get into the Leagues Club, but it was absolutely chockers and you couldn't get in there. So then everybody ventured off to Cumberland. And there was a whole heap of alcohol consumed and then people thought it'd be great to start some fires because they'd been promised forever to get a new grandstand. So they're making sure that they got their new grandstand.
Yeah. Barb, I've been told by a different source, were there two attempts made? Like it was on fire, the fire brigade came, it was on fire again, the fire brigade put it out. Is that true? It took three goes to burn it down?
It did, yeah.
What was the magic ingredient the third time around? Was it sharing some of that one for me, one for the fire, alcohol type situation?
I actually think the fireys just gave up.
Oh.
So did they wet it, Bob? Did you have to burn through the water from the truck to get it restarted again?
They just started at different points.
Now, Barb, you were a relatively young girl, just in your late teens, mid-teens at that stage. Did any of the players turn up? Like, was it a player? They look out, the league club goes, the grandstand's burning down, I might head over. What happened?
I didn't see any.
How many people involved?
Oh, there were thousands.
And Barb, statute of limitations has expired here, so you can't get in trouble. What was your actual involvement? Did you bring a box of redheads? Did you have some diesel? What did you do personally?
I only carted over some palings and watched it all burn.
Yeah. Okay. So the most important part, we all know you can't light a fire without good kindling.
That's right. Hey, Barb, so 81, you won the grand final. 82, you won the grand final. 83, you won the grand final. 84, you lost grand final. 86. You must have thought this was going to go on forever, did you?
Not really. Not really. No. Once Sturlow retired and that, you knew it was coming to an end.
Oh. Yes, didn't you?
You must be excited, though, for this weekend. Marto mentioned your husband's going.
Cookie.
Are you going with him?
Yeah, I bought the tickets in. Once we beat Melbourne Storm, I bought the tickets to the grand final.
You knew that you were going to be there.
Slightly optimistic. Oh,
if the Eels get up, will you go to the nearest fence, take the palings off and burn down Accor Stadium?
I don't know, but I've signed up membership to the Leagues Club, so I'll make sure I get in this year.
Oh, nice. Great story. Thanks, Barb.
Good on you, Barb.
Thanks.
Barb there, who helped burn down the grandstand.
That's
at Eels
special. Stand. I told you I had a special rugby league guest.
Well,
that was it.